I have a buddy named Ray Briers, and he owns a company called The Pipe Yard Inc., INC.com. And if you have a project that needs carbon steel pipe, he stocks everything you need. New surplus, secondary, you name it, rat hole, mouse hole, conductor casing, pipe pile, sign pole, structural, road bores, dredging. If you're buying or selling, you got an abandoned pipeline, wherever, he'll buy it. ThePipeYardInc.com, 409-788-PIPE, 409-788-PIPE.
It's that time. Lock and load. The Michael Berry Show is on the air.
She's overboard, she's self-assured. Oh no, I know a dirty word. Hello, 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 how low. Hello, 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 how low. With the lights out, less dangerous. Here we are now, entertain us. I feel stupid, contagious. Here we are now, entertain us. I'm a lotto, an albino, a mosquito, my libido. Yeah.
Don't underestimate the power of truth. There's nothing more powerful. Now, in order to speak what you might regard as the truth, you have to let go of the outcome. I'm going to say what I think. Stupid as I am, biased as I am, ignorant as I am, I'm going to state what I think as clearly as I can, and I'm going to live with the consequences no matter what they are.
And hello, 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 how low.
Truths you know that you feel afraid to say in public. The crime rate of black-on-black crime is exponentially more than white-on-white crime. The crime rate of black-on-white crime is exponentially more than white-on-black crime. The number of officers assaulted or murdered by criminals is multiples of the reverse. I mean, there are just fact after fact after fact that statistically bear out, and yet people feel uncomfortable due to self-censorship. Michael, you say what I can't. Yeah, you can. You have vocal folds. You simply push air across them and form the words and live with the consequences. It's just that easy. It's what you do. All right. 713-999-1000. It's a little I truly believe. Get right to it. Ramon?
And now the Michael Berry Show presents I Truly Believe.
Do you believe?
Do you believe?
Believe.
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 Believe. Sam, what do you truly believe?
I truly believe the Tennessee Tribute was the best drink ever.
Thank you. That was all Uncle Jerry. I had nothing to do with it. Rudy, what do you truly believe?
I truly believe that Trump and DeSantis is a guaranteed winner.
You know, a lot of people feel that way. That is definitely a strong ticket. Let's go to Orlando. What do you truly believe, Orlando?
I truly believe that it was Newt's fault and he got killed, and Sean got killed crossing the river in Lonesome Dove by the water moccasins.
Okay. Hold on a second. I didn't know where you were going with that. All right, start that over. I need to process. Say that slowly. I need to make sure.
Okay, let me start.
I need to figure out where I am on this issue. Okay, start it again.
Okay, I truly believe it was Newt's fault that Sean got killed crossing the river in Lonesome Dove by the water moccasins.
Why?
Because he crossed before Sean did, and he started up the water moccasins, or the water moccasins, like what we call it in Anahuac.
So you think if he hadn't gone first, he doesn't get bitten?
That's correct. I truly believe it.
Ramon, I'm going to ask you. Oh, no, I got it. Okay, you've made me think. Ramon, I'm going to ask for your thoughts. Nobody said it was intentional. He didn't say it was intentional. Don't be a girl. It wasn't the tone. What is your thought? I never thought about it either. But now he's got me thinking about it, and I can't stop thinking about it. All right, Mike, what do you truly believe?
I truly believe that if Trump had not said he was going to drain the swamp, he would have had a better time as a president. I am definitely a Trump supporter.
The problem is nobody in the swamp sees themselves as being in the swamp. But if, in fact, you dump them, they work against you. And the problem that I don't think most people recognize is how many Republicans are actually helping the Democrats and are willing to do anything to keep a Trump out because he hurts the Republicans, the swamp Republicans, more than he does the Democrats. He does. And they don't want, the Cornyns don't want him in there under any circumstances. Ramon, let's go to mic number two. I'm not able to click it again. Mic number two. What do you truly believe?
I truly believe that most people do not understand the meaning of the word literally.
It's funny you say that. Thanks for the call. It's funny you say that because somebody said to me the other day, and he literally died. But, so there was a funeral afterwards? No. Well, then he didn't literally die. That's not what literally means. Christopher, what do you truly believe?
Michael?
Yes?
I truly believe that as a patriot celebrating July 4th on Monday, I am an enemy of the occupiers in the White House.
We're going to have to see ourselves as that. Too many people still believe we can all just get along in a Rodney King way, and we can't. It is a war. It is a cultural war, and you win or you lose. Everything you do as an act of kindness is perceived by them as weakness, and they will only be kind when they have to. Roberto, what do you truly believe? Robert?
Hello, Michael?
Yeah.
Yeah, Robert. Okay, Robert. I truly believe a convention of states should ratify an amendment that abolished the illegitimate presidency of Joe Biden.
I'm just sitting here listening to Michael Berry.
time for a little I Truly Believe. I write down random notes. Hold on. Sorry. I write down random notes of things I truly believe. Like while I'm sitting 4 hours stuck in an airport because the flight is delayed. And I'll give you a few of them. I truly believe that tomboys today are like the flu in 2021. It just went away because they transitioned girls who didn't want to play with Barbie. They told them that you're a boy. Think about that. Remember when you were growing up, there were girls that liked to hang out with the boys? They were just as tough. They were called tomboys. And they grew up to have normal lives. You might have had a couple of them that were your friends growing up. They weren't necessarily lesbians. And they certainly didn't want to be a dude. They weren't Ellen Page. The weirdest thing ever. You know what else I truly believe? That hunger strikes are stupid. You're going to harm yourself? Oh, gosh. You mean you're not going to, you're going to suffer? You're going to suffer because we're making you suffer? Well, gosh, we don't want to make you suffer anymore. That doesn't make any sense, does it? You know what else I truly believe? We should bring back the family Bible. Do you remember when you were growing up, your mom had the family Bible on the coffee table? Of course, we don't have coffee tables anymore either. But remember there was a coffee table and a big family Bible? And before the computer and the internet and all that, everybody's birthday was written in there. And their wedding date. And the date of their divorce. And that's when you'd say, what day did Uncle Preston and Aunt Kathy get married? And Nanny'd say, oh, shoot, Michael, I can't remember. It was in February sometime. I know their divorce was October 11th. But I can't remember. It was February something. It was right around Valentine's Day. You check it in there. And then she'd flip over to, she'd wet her index finger and flip over there, and there it would be. There it would be. You know what else I truly believe? I truly believe Johnny doesn't get enough credit for beating the devil. You think about this. The devil was playing lead fiddle with a backing band of demons. You and I both know that most nice people don't make good music. Those demons, a band of demons. Think about that, Ramon. Who wouldn't want a band of demons backing them up? And Johnny beat that whole band, the devil and the demons, with a band full of yokels. Those were yokels. These were not the best and the brightest. All right, it's time for a little I Truly Believe now.
And now the Michael Berry Show presents... I truly believe.
Do you believe?
Do you believe?
Believe.
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 Jorge Ventura is reporting from the border, and he'll be our guest coming up in the next segment. But first, Colleen, what do you truly believe, Colleen?
Michael, I truly believe it may take a Trump ticket to fix the USA because I'm not Biden it.
Oh, my. Let's go to Eric. What do you truly believe, Eric?
I've got two things that I truly believe, Michael.
No.
Number one, since 1980, the Democratic Party has looked, acted, and sounded like Eldridge Cleaver the way he used to.
Yeah.
And for our side to be equivalent, we have to start acting and believing like Malcolm X.
I think that's what Trump taught Republicans, is that it's time you fight. Teresa, what do you truly believe?
I truly believe if the people of today don't wake up soon, we're going to be under communism.
Well, I think waking up is not going to be enough any longer. I think that people are going to have to understand that you can't just be upset and shake your head and tell Gertrude next door. It's going to require confrontation. The left didn't win this country peacefully. They were willing to fight it out in the courts, in the classroom,
over the fence everywhere. And our folks are just not ready to do that. And they're still not ready. Margie, what do you truly believe?
Hey, Mike, I know it's a few years off, but I truly believe that if Alan West could run against Corning, he could win in the primaries. What do you think?
I think not, because he keeps running terrible campaigns. If you're not going to run any, if you're not going to raise any money, if you're, I like Alan, don't get me wrong, but Alan is one of those guys that a very small percentage of people think is going to run a great campaign, and he ends up running a campaign where he raises no money and does really nothing and does a few radio interviews and shows up at some speeches and gives the speeches and he loses. And that's exactly how folks like Greg Abbott keep getting elected. Bobby, what do you truly believe?
I really believe that I live in
the I can't hear you, buddy. Sorry. Let's go to Jay. Jay, what do you truly believe?
I truly believe it only takes one from the gang or the organization of Rodney Ellis to bring this whole thing down. And we need that one guy to have some gumption and step up and save this county.
Jay, you obviously know more than most people, and you are absolutely right. It's going to take one person. I'm hearing that one of Lena Hidalgo's three staffers has already rolled and has given some very good information. If, in fact, my intel is correct, and I believe it is, that's going to be a watershed moment. Caleb, what do you truly believe?
You there? You there, yep. Mr. Michael?
Yep, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I truly believe that my pawpaw Max Jordan is the greatest man I know. He's an Army veteran, and he turns 90 on Sunday. Thank you, sir.
Oh, happy birthday to Max Jordan. How nice is that? Let's go to Nick. What do you truly believe, Nick?
I truly believe that we should never publish, mention, or say, or show a picture of any mass murderer. It's exactly what they want.
You're exactly right, good sir. You're exactly right. But people will say that, and then they still crave it. They love it. The top 10 podcasts, half of them are true crime podcasts. The top five movies at Netflix at any given time are about murderers. Our culture is strangely fascinated with murder. Jeff, what do you truly believe, good sir? Jeff? Huh? Michael? This is Jeff. Yeah. Moan? Jeremy, what do you truly believe, Jeremy?
I truly believe the three best gifts I received as a child was a speaking spell, dictionary, and a globe.
Oh, there you go. Etch-a-Sketch was pretty solid in its day, too. And ColecoVision, or the Mattel handheld football, wasn't a bad gift either. Michael, what say you, sir? What do you truly believe?
I truly believe that the good Lord has blessed me with 12 grandchildren.
Wow.
Two of which were born last night.
Oh.
Identical twin girls.
What are their names?
Blythe Kennedy Odom and Birdie Reagan Odom.
Well, you have to be the proudest man alive today. And yes, you are blessed indeed. Jorge Ventura of the Daily Caller is reporting live from the border. We'll get an update. It ain't pretty coming up next.
The Michael Berry Show.
I have a buddy named Ray Briers, and he owns a company called The Pipe Yard Inc., INC.com. And if you have a project that needs carbon steel pipe, he stocks everything you need. New surplus, secondary, you name it. Rat hole, mouse hole, conductor casing, pipe piles, sign poles, structural, road bores, dredging. If you're buying or selling, you got an abandoned pipeline, wherever, he'll buy it. ThePipeYardInc.com, 409-788-PIPE, 409-788-PIPE.
Jorge Ventura is a field reporter for the Daily Caller. He is currently reporting on the Texas border. A piece appeared yesterday. Accountability may come soon. Greg Abbott pressed on what he's doing to hold Mexico accountable, which he co-authored with Brianna Lyman. Jorge, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
So the answer to your question about what Greg Abbott is doing to hold the Mexican state governors accountable for not obeying the agreement he made with them was, quote, "The accountability may come soon, but we've been in discussion with our border neighbors about what they've been doing. I will tell you this. Obviously, the state right across the border is Coahuila. The governor of Coahuila is doing a lot, maybe as much as anybody, to disband the caravans and people who would come across the border. His challenge is the same as my challenge, and that is the president of his country. As long as President Obrador is advancing this and aiding this effort, it's hard for a border governor to be able to stop this." How bad is it at the border today?
I mean, it's a complete mess. It's a disaster. I mean, the month of May shattered DHS record with near 240,000 encounters. But, you know, when you're down there, you're seeing the amount of bodies that constantly flow, the hundreds, the unaccompanied minors that you meet. And you also see, you know, the stress on the local resources. See, a lot of these border towns don't have, you know, big populations and that they're getting impacted. You're seeing the frustration with border patrols. I've spoken to border patrol that just basically tell me they feel like Uber drivers at this point, because they just literally pick up migrants and take them to a processing center, and they just do that all day. It's not really border enforcement anymore. And, you know, and we're seeing that in other areas impacted with the amount of fentanyl that's making its way in this country. So when you, it's a complete disaster right now.
It is a complete disaster. We're seeing record numbers of fentanyl overdoses. We had 51 people. The number's now 51 because some of them were taken to a hospital or dying in the hospital. It was reported in one police report that the bodies were hot to the touch, which means they had died somewhere along the way. There was no air conditioning. There was no water inside that trailer. 51 people, which is a staggering number, the most to die on American soil, the worst smuggling tragedy on American soil, and it only gets worse. The Supreme Court ruling this morning that the Trump era, the Trump administration remain in Mexico policy, that the Biden administration can do away with it. So now that's one more thing that was a tool in our government's toolbox to keep folks out of the country while they were awaiting what was happening. I'm assuming you've talked to Border Patrol, and they are absolutely demoralized by this.
Oh, I mean, absolutely. At this point, you know, they need any tool. So, like, a remain in Mexico was key. The Title 42 is key. Even though this Biden administration is barely even using it, they at this point, they kind of just need anything that helps them. And this is just going to throw another loss to their side. I mean, it's horrible. And then the thing is, when you're down there, you know, you're not just meeting migrants anymore from the Northern Triangle countries, right? You're meeting migrants now coming in from Chile, Peru, Brazil, Venezuela, Colombia. When I'm in Yuma, Arizona, I'm meeting migrants coming in from Lebanon, Belarus, Russia, Afghanistan. We're seeing a lot of single males coming in from India right now by the hundreds. And it doesn't stop. And the thing is, when you speak to these migrants, you know, when I speak to them, I say, hey, do you have any fear of deportation? How do you feel about Title 42? They are not worried at all about being deported. They're not worried. And then some even say that if they're deported, they're just going to try again. And a lot of the reason is because they already know family friends have crossed illegally and have been released inside the United States. So far, you know, when people say, hey, is there an open border down there, when you speak to these migrants, you know, they believe it. And I mean, so far, this administration proves them right. And then without remain in Mexico, I really don't know what stops them at this point.
When you talk to these illegal aliens who are coming into the country, do they have a destination? Do they have a family member in Houston or Phoenix or L.A. where they're headed? What do they say are their plans?
Yeah, I would say 80% of the people I speak to have a family already here. If you speak to like Cubans and Venezuelans, I would say 90% of the time they got family in Miami, Florida, so they're headed to Florida. New York, Los Angeles. I mean, they're really going in everywhere. Virginia, I mean, everywhere. Houston's a big key area, but like I said, the majority have family in the U.S. Even here in Texas, when you just drive to, you know, we just drove to like a gas station a couple of nights ago, and there was five Venezuelans just hanging out by the gas pump. So we went to go talk to them, and they were dropped off by Border Patrol there with a bus ticket to San Antonio, and they were all headed to Miami, Florida. So this is they're going all over on buses, flights. If you fly out of McAllen, Texas, I mean, I would say 90% of your flight is migrants flying to either Houston or Dallas. You're seeing it really in real time here.
I'm getting reports from folks at the airport in Houston, the big airport, that these plane loads of illegal aliens are arriving, and they're not being bothered. They're being ushered through. This is sort of a channel that they're pushing them through. It's an operation. It's not haphazard, and it's not random. It's being coordinated by this government. Of course, we know stories of at the airport in Pennsylvania, wasn't Philadelphia, it was outside Philadelphia, where they're getting plane loads of folks that are arriving late at night that were previously unscheduled flights. They're charter flights, and they're spending a small fortune on that. Mark Morgan, former CBP director, says, we never had a budget for things like that. Where is this money coming from? I mean, it's horrifying.
Yeah, I just had some sources leak to me photos from the Yuma airport. Same thing, flying charter flights. We're seeing kind of these flights in the middle of the night. What's interesting about the Yuma airport flights, we actually started to track some of those flights, and some of them we saw that were landing in Greensboro, North Carolina, which we thought was odd, and then about a couple of weeks later, what do you know? Washington Examiner reports that now there's a school being, there's a holding facility, should I say, for the unaccompanied migrant children to be held there. I mean, it's a complete mess. And like I said, when you're down there, you see it in person, that the human smuggling. I mean, just a week ago, we met a 5-year-old boy that was abandoned by a human smuggler in Mexicali that was basically found by two migrants on their way to Yuma, Arizona. The amount of drugs. Border Patrol, just like I said, morale is as low as it's ever been. And the thing is, the numbers aren't slowing down. I mean, already last year we had historic numbers, and this year the numbers are already crushing that. And the numbers are slowing down. We're not seeing that. And also the migrants' mentality is, I mean, they have absolutely no fear that they'll be deported. Yeah. I had even some sources telling Yuma that migrants were being released because they're so overwhelmed. Migrants were being released without NTA, a notice to appear in court.
Michael Berry Show.
El final se acerca ya, lo esperaré serenamente, ya ves. Yo he sido así, te lo diré sinceramente. Viví la inmensidad sin conocer jamás fronteras. Jugué sin descansar y a mi manera. Jamás viví un amor que para mí fuera importante.
Let's close out with one more, I truly believe. There's 20 stories with the same themes I can get to, but let's open it up. 713-999-1000. 713-999-1000. It'll be a little I truly believe. 713-999-1000. While the callers are calling in, let me say this. When you hear about our border and how overrun it is, and you think to yourself, what's it going to take to stop it? Don't underestimate how many people in your own life are still voting Democrat. And many of those people, I have liberals who will say to me, man, what Biden's doing is horrible. You voted for Biden. I know, but that's horrible. You don't get to pick and choose what Biden does or doesn't do. You get to pick yes or no, up or down. Biden or no Biden. You put Biden there. You voted for Biden. Well, I didn't vote for that. But see, that's just it. You did. People who vote this way are voting for everything they get as a result. And what did Trump do that bothered you so bad? Well, I couldn't explain to my kids, you know, some of the things he would say. Explain to your kids why they're hungry and you can't take vacation this summer. Live in the bed you made because you're stupid. And it's time we talk to people this way. It's time we make them understand their consequences. It's a little, I truly believe, Ramon.
And now the Michael Berry Show presents, I Truly Believe.
Rob, what do you truly believe?
Michael, I truly believe that a generation of unborn children owes a debt of gratitude to Ruth Bader Ginsburg and her outsized ego.
That's exactly right, good sir. And for those who don't know what he's talking about, if Ruth Bader Ginsburg had stepped down during the Obama administration, which they begged her to do, then her seat would not have come open when Donald Trump was president. And that was huge. She would not step down, and I'm glad she wouldn't. Kevin, what do you truly believe, sir?
I truly believe this government is trying to destroy this country from within.
I do too. They may not use the word destroy. They may use the word remake, transition. They've referred to the big transition. But the nation they want to remake us into would be destroying it as we know it. And everyone needs to understand that is the goal. Linda, what do you truly believe, sweetheart?
I truly believe that McConnell and Graham and several of the other Republicans are actually more dangerous than the Democrats.
You are exactly right. Liz Cheney, running for re-election, knows she's going to lose. She is now targeting with direct mail Democrats and saying, you can't win this seat as a Democrat in November, but you can keep me here against the Trump Republican. So here's how you vote in the Republican primary. This is how you as Democrats switch over and vote for me. That's what they finally come down to admitting, is that they will turn on their own voters if they can stay in power. It's exactly what's happening. Diane, what do you truly believe, sweetheart?
I truly believe that the Democrats are still holding the people hostage, and they're still believing in enslavement, but the people are too foolish to see it.
I fear you're right. Where there is no vision, the people will perish, and we sure seem to be a blind society. Jim, you're on the Michael Berry Show. What do you truly believe?
Calling from Texas, I truly believe that Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida is going to be the next president of the United States of America.
All right. Let's go to Carianna. Carianna, what do you truly believe?
I truly believe people should stop using the word get and start using some real verbs.
You know, the thing I've noticed of late is how many people, the way Valley Girls used to use the word like, how many people use the F-bomb as a placekeeper. I was having dinner at a place called Cuba Cuba, and we're sitting outside, and there are two guys that are talking, and this one guy is effing this and effing that and effing this, and anytime there was a pause in what he had to say or he lacked the vocabulary to use an adjective, he would just say effing. And there were probably eight tables that could hear him. He was also talking loud, which I don't understand. But I don't understand how people don't understand what a vile phrase that is to use in public. No respect for yourself or other people. None. Rob, what do you truly believe? Rob, what do you truly believe? I truly believe some people just shouldn't call. David. David, what do you truly believe, David?
I truly believe that Texas needs to start acting like an independent nation state, because we will be soon enough. The United States is canceled. It's over.
You know, I would remind every one of you, we focus a lot on what's wrong. You need to make sure that the people that are doing what's right are rewarded. That's business owners. That's political leaders. That's school teachers. When you find out that a school teacher or a pastor is doing what should be done, make sure you go out of your way. We're very good at expressing our anger and protesting and criticizing and boycotting. But we have to remember that folks who are doing the right thing need our support, because the left is doing everything they can to tear them down. And that's not just radio programs and TV programs and bloggers and politicians. That's businesses as well. Those who do not bend their knee to the left need your support. Just remember, be as good in your boycott as you are in your boycott. Support the businesses that share your values, so that's what we're left with. Allied Outdoor Solutions has been a show sponsor of ours in our Houston flagship market for almost 20 years now. And it's been fun because they've gone from just a handful of folks to growing and growing and growing, doing beautiful backyard solutions to make your backyard, your front yard, your side yard, your front driveway look like a resort. And over the years, they've added Austin, San Antonio, Dallas. And what the work they do, you can see it for yourself at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com or have them come do it for you. 844-846-1010. 844-846-1010.